Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Do you find yourself constantly in some type of drama, whether it's in your professional or personal life? Are you constantly arguing, pissed off at people, and cursing people out on Facebook or Twitter? Or are you blowing up on people for little or no reason at all? Do you struggle with your relationships? Are you having a hard time getting, feeling, or just expressing love? Do you keep attracting the same type of mofos into your life over and over again? Do you want to learn how to make it in real, healthy, mature ways and have relationships with people that are unconditionally loving and honest instead of being full of lies, deception, hurt, pain, and drama? Well, you're in the right place. The Heart and Soul Radio Show is led by Diana Trinity Nieves and Ralphie Tattoo Perez. These co-facilitators are dedicated to educating, motivating, and inspiring others to connect more deeply with themselves and with others to live a full and authentic life. Tattoo and Trinity will discuss ways how you can cultivate and maintain a healthy relationship with all parts of yourself, your spirit, your mind, your feelings, and your body in very practical and fun ways. You'll even discover how to communicate more effectively, to create emotionally intimate relationships while protecting your boundaries in healthy, mature ways. Tattoo and Trinity will talk about ways you can incorporate your spiritual life into your work, your family, and life in general, while all the time making it real. Yeah. So stay tuned, and during the last half of the show, there will be a Q&A session where you can call in and speak your mind, open your heart, free your soul, or just get that answer to your burning question. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the Heart and Soul Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heart and Soul Show. My name is Diana Nieves, a.k.a. Trinity.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ralphie. Ralphie Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men. What's going on? Welcome to the show. What's going on, Trinity?
Nothing much. How's it going?
I'm tired, yo. For real, son. I'm tired.
I'm angry, Doña. Well, it's funny you should say that, because tonight's show is, I feel so pissed.
For real? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. We're
going to talk about
anger.
Sorry, I don't want to talk about nothing. I'm angry, damn it. I don't want to do nothing. I don't talk about it. I just want to stay angry. And that's the way I feel good, when I stay angry. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're going to get into that.
Are we?
Get into that. Yeah, we are. We
just
are.
Don't piss me off, okay?
You're already pissed off, so what else can I do to get you even more pissed off? You're
oh, there's so much off. More. After anger, there's rage. Well, that'll be another show. So go ahead, kick it off, Ma. Kick it off. Let's get into this.
So what is anger? What's the definition? Well, what is anger, period, before you get into the actual definition? Well, it is defining it. What's anger?
Anger, well, shoot. It's a feeling.
That's a feeling,
and it stems from what I've always learned and what I always figured out. Anger stems from hurt. It's a secondary emotion that we use to cover up a real emotion, which is usually hurt, pain, or sadness. And in order not to feel that hurt, pain, or sadness, we get angry. And anger is a way of letting out our frustration in real negative ways when we can just confront it. What do you say? How do you break down anger, Trent?
The way that I break down anger is definitely a feeling, and it's not right, wrong, good, or bad. It just is. And the feeling of anger comes up when our boundaries have been violated.
Right.
So when our boundaries have been violated, you're right. You know, we'll feel sadness, we'll feel other emotions, but the main emotion, the main feeling that comes up is the feeling of anger. And so it's an indication from our higher self. Our higher self is constantly communicating to us through our feelings. And when I say higher self, I mean spirit, our divine self. And it's letting us know, hey, you've been violated. Either someone's violated you or you violated yourself.
Mm-hmm. But here's a good question. But a lot of times we get angry for no reason at all.
Why?
How many people do you know, or how many times have yourself just went off the deep end for no reason at all? And then, like, afterwards, you're like, what the fuck? Like, what happened? Like, really? And, like, you're just stuck on stupid, and you got angry. Now, why are so many people angry like that? Because a lot of people just walk around angry, and they're given no reason to be angry. Like, you don't have to – you could just say, good morning, you look great, and they're angry. You know what I mean?
That's just repressed anger that has never been felt before. What's repressed anger? Well, that's because you were violated in the past.
Uh-huh.
You were angry about it and never healed it. Never did the work, right. Never went back and healed, you know, felt the feeling of anger and allowed yourself to release it. Never did the work to understand what are boundaries, how do I protect my boundaries now, moving forward in a healthy way. And so you're just pissed off. pissed off at the world, basically.
So before we go into how to deal with anger and different ways on how to deal with anger, we said a whole lot so far in like the first few minutes. Can we pinpoint some ingredients of anger? I can start. A lot of us, the feeling of being lost. We feel that we have lost something, and we have that we have identified with ourselves, like with feelings of pride. You know, we lose ourselves in all kinds of stuff. Like people get mad over losing money, losing jobs, losing people, losing cars, all kinds of stuff. The feeling of like losing something, lost is one of the ingredients for anger for me. You know, how about you?
I mean, again, I always bring it back to the boundaries, and staying with what you said, you know, if I'm feeling lost, it's an indication to me that I've lost myself. So how did I lose myself? How did I violate my own boundaries by losing myself? For me, it's just so clear in terms of the boundary aspect, and we can get into the boundaries later. But I wanted to touch upon, you know, how the difference between men and women in terms of feeling and expressing anger. You want to talk a little bit about men?
No, you start with the chicks. You start with the female side, because I'm going to get angry about that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's some varying degrees, but and it has changed over time. But I know when I was growing up, you know, it wasn't very ladylike to feel or express anger. You know, women cry. You know, they don't express the anger. They cry. And that's really just a cover-up to the anger because we were taught, you know, these beliefs about feelings that, you know, we're not supposed to get angry because, you know, then we're bitches.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. But I don't see that now, though, because nowadays there's a lot of angry women out there. And they're angry at a young age.
Right. And that's why I said it's changed over time.
Right.
Right. The younger generation coming up now, they're feeling anger, but not necessarily expressing it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
They are acting out from what they are seeing with what men do.
Right.
Which is not necessarily healthy. So, well, what do men do to express and feel anger?
Well, growing up, me being the Latino male that I am and being around my peoples, there's nothing wrong with people. I love my people, but we crazy. growing up in the street, you know, that's I can only talk about myself. I mean, you had to protect your boundaries, as you said, and there was no talking. It was either put up or shut up, go hard or go home. And so being that alpha male that I was, I had no dad around me to teach me right from wrong, and most likely if he was around, he'd probably taught me that old school way also. It's like, you know, hit first and ask questions later, get angry, go hard, go home, or go home, and that's what men do. We get angry, we protect our families, we protect our loved ones with anger instead of reason and love. And that's how I grew up, you know. And now moving forward with these kids nowadays, like you said, there's no difference between men and women. And these young guys and young girls, they're just like, they're walking around angry. And I deal with these kids every day, you know, when I'm working with them, and they got a lot to be angry about. You know, it's because what happened was is their parents, who are probably my age, our age, you know, or in that age bracket, they were never taught, and their parents were never taught. So it's like the cycle, the domino effect, that just gets worse and worse and worse. So these kids are being raised by angry parents, and what's happening is they're becoming angry young adults, angry young men and women, and what's going to happen moving forward, they're just going to raise more angry children. So we got to stop the vicious cycle. I know it sounds generic, but it's real.
Where does the anger come from? Again, is boundaries being violated? What do I mean by that? When our boundaries are violated, it's basically that, you know, we're being abused in some way, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. And so, you know, that anger comes up when we're abused or taken advantage of or hurt in any of those areas without, you know, our consent or our permission to interact in that way. But we'll get into boundaries later. Let's focus, again, still on the anger piece of it. And a lot of times what we're seeing is, you know, those emotional triggers. You know, for those of you that haven't heard the emotional trigger show, go check it out in the archives. But, you know, emotional triggers, very briefly, is when somebody does something to us that it's just, you know, poking at us from a previous experience. So a lot of these kids who are abused by their parents, they're going out into the world and they're interacting with people and, you know, they still have that anger inside of them from when they were abused. And so when they're getting into these fights, you know, it's creating that trigger, that same emotion of anger of, oh my God, I was abused before. I have to protect myself. And it's like what you said, Ralphie, is do or die right here.
Right, exactly.
I got to protect myself right now, you know, and all this anger that I have coming up inside of me, it's from all that repressed emotion that I had in the past.
Right.
And it's coming up and out, and, you know, it's going to be released.
And for a lot of us, it's a defense mechanism. It's like
exactly.
We go straight from zero to anger. you know, without feeling nothing in between because we're scared. And we're like, you know, oh shit, it's gonna go down. So I gotta put my armor on, my anger armor, my anger uniform. Says angry on the back, angry bird, what's up? And you just go in, you know. And a lot of that stems from fear. And you know what? And for parents, the parents out there listening, a lot of us do this not even knowing we're raising angry kids. Because they're seeing us angry. We might be loving our kids. Oh, I love you. And, you know, oh, I show my kids love. But you're not showing your other significant other or the other people in your household, the other adults, love. And you're fighting. And you're always angry with each other. And these kids see that. So this is how they think a relationship is supposed to be like. So they get into some kind of relationship as a young man or woman. And the first thing they do, they treat their significant other angrily the way they were taught by their parents because that's what they were shown. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Am I ventilating here?
Yeah, you're venting. You're just venting. You're just angry and you're venting now. And you're using this show. Now let me stop. No, it's true. True to fact. I mean, it all stems from our relationships. And again, we learn how to interact with each other. We learn about ourselves based on what we saw. In terms of our parents interacting with each other, the teachers, the way they interacted with each other, with our parents, with our guardians, our babysitters, all the adults in our lives and how they modeled relationships, how they modeled feeling feelings, how they modeled expressing feelings. And that's how we learn. So exactly what you're saying, you know, if we're not in a loving environment and all we're seeing is anger, you know, we're going to learn that, to feel angry. And I know I'm an empath, which means I pick up other people's feelings. I sense it. And I sense when people are angry, and that stays with me. it just sticks to me like glue. But now I know how to manage it and feel it. But a lot of these kids that have, you know, are sensitive, are empathic, they are picking up those feelings, and they don't know what to do with them except to just release it in the way they know how by what they've learned. So
right.
if their parents screaming at each other, you know, because they're angry, and we'll talk more about that later, that's what they're learning. You know, that's how they're going to interact with other people. They're going to be screaming. They're going to be fighting. If that's what they're seeing, that's what they're learning, and that's how they're going to behave.
Right. Right. Yep. All right. So let me ask you a question. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not an expert. You've gone to school for stuff like this. I haven't. I've just done this because I've done a lot of reading and I've done a lot of introspecting and I've done a lot of soul searching. And that's where I get any kind of knowledge or wisdom from that I have just by looking at myself and working on myself because I was a mess. I was a wreck. But when negative feelings arise, I kind of like, what choices do we have?
Well, the best choice is, you know I do this for myself. I get myself into what I say a safe place. And for that, what I mean by that is getting myself to a place where I'm alone and
right.
I feel like I can feel my feelings and release it.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, I go to the bathroom and I close the door. Or I go into my car, or just somewhere where I could just be alone and really feel my feelings. Now, when I get the feeling of anger, it's a powerful emotion. What do you want to do when you get angry? What's like the first impulse that comes to you, Ralph?
The first impulse that comes to me? Ay, Dios mío. I'm going to hit something. Well, you know me already. The first thing that comes out of my mouth is choke. Check this out. Then after that, it's a wrap.
Right. Exactly. So,
you know,
I
know when negative feelings arise in me, I got two choices. I can follow my old habits, my habitual patterns, right, that I've learned that since I was young to react on the anger and allow the negativity to consume me, or I can interrupt the pattern that I've been conditioned to follow and now build on a new pathway, you know, that allows me for alternative possibilities and different situations to look at things differently and find something good in it. So I think.
Right. So what I do is, just to go back what I was saying,
mm-hmm.
I, when I go to alone, that initial impulse that we have that we want to punch something because we're protecting our boundaries.
Right.
When I go to my room and I punch the bed or I punch a pillow or, you know, initially, like when you're saying, yo, check this out, that's no. You know, you're saying no. That's basically it. When you're protecting your boundaries, you're saying, yo, check this out. You need to stop. That means no. So I will yell no, you know, if I'm in my car and I can't punch anything. That's the way I could feel and release my anger. And, you know, sticking with what you're saying, you know, you have a choice. You know, you can either step away from the situation and feel your feelings first and then come back into the situation and handle it. Or you could be in the experience while angry.
Handle it like you've always handled it. And what was what's always the outcome? You know, you might win a fight, and then afterwards you can got to deal with the repercussions. You know, or you might lose a fight, and you still got to deal with the repercussions. And then all those feelings, and if you could learn how to start feeling and identifying your emotions and what you're going through, then here comes the influx of all this stuff, the after effect. Oh, my God, now you feel bad. There's guilt. There's sadness, you know. And then what happens is a lot of times for me, once I start going through those feelings, I get angry again. Now I get angry at myself all over again. And it's like a cycle. It keeps going. And the anger keeps building and building. And God forbid that anger builds to that point. Like, what is it, the tea kettle effect? You kept let the steam build and let the steam build, and then it pops. Somebody's going to get it. And you know what? For every action, there's a reaction. And sometimes the reaction is very bad. And for every consequence, there's a reaction, and the consequences could be really bad also. So we're almost to the halfway mark, right? We'll say a few more things, and then we'll get to the halfway mark. And I guess we can start talking on ways on how to deal with anger, unless you want to start doing that now. Trin, because I'm angry right now, so I'm going to let you take the helm.
I see that. So let me jump in there. So, you know, the thing to say here, though, is once you heal yourself and you feel and release that repressed anger, when you get angry moving forward, you know, you can handle it in a healthy way. You don't have to get into an alteration. We're not making alterations.
We're not making dresses, honey. Talking about feelings here, lady.
Right. So, you know, instead of getting into altercation, you know, if you can heal yourself to the point where you can express your anger and still have a conversation with someone. You know, that's the ultimate goal, because we can feel our anger and not lash out at people. We can just express it and say, you know, I feel really angry right now, and this is why.
Right.
So let's talk about it. And in that conversation, be able to, you know, ask questions and share information and be emotionally intimate to understand what happened within that interaction without having to blow up.
Right.
But that definitely takes time, and that definitely takes a lot of practice, and it takes feeling and healing those repressed feelings of anger.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, so how what are healthy ways to feel the anger?
Okay, well, from my reading and my studying, and from asking people and learning from other people, you know, we all fall into behavioral patterns, especially when we get angry. And I've learned there's three ways to interrupt your behavioral patterns. One is visual, which means change your thoughts. Another one is verbal, which means change your language. And one is kinesthetic, which means change your physical position. Am I clear on what I'm saying, or do I need to go deeper?
Why don't you elaborate?
Okay.
Give an example.
Visual, change your thoughts. You know, like, you got to learn how to catch yourself. You know, when you're angry, you should be able to learn how to catch yourself. So start thinking differently. When you feel yourself getting angry, start trying to change your thoughts from what's getting you angry into something that's going to make you happy. And that might be a quick solution, a quick fix, but that quick fix could be the first step of you changing your thought pattern and getting you over that hump. Then I said there was verbal, change your language. What I mean by that is when we get angry, we say a lot of negative stuff, mostly verbal stuff, and instead of saying things like, no, I won't, I can't, start changing the words from, like, let's say, I will, I want, you know. Like, just for example, instead of saying, I don't want war, you could change it to, I want peace. Feel what I'm saying, Trin?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, and then there's kinesthetic, which means change your physical position. When we get angry, everybody has it, they tense up, and everybody has a certain way that their body language gets. Learn how to identify that. You know, me, I do this crazy little thing with my hand where it's kind of like I'm putting it into a fist, but I'm at the same time got my thumb and my pinky sticking out. I don't know. I think it's like an Italian thing that I grew up with, growing up in Carroll Gardens, Cabo Hill with the Italian guys, and I do this thing with my hand. I don't do that no more. I open up my hand. I don't ball it up into a fist. I look up. I look away. You know, that's changing your physical position. You know, if you don't feel like you're any physical harm is coming to you, and it's just like a verbal altercation, then you can like change your position, look a different way, don't look directly at that person, and that's a physical way of changing your position. How about you, Trin? Before we get into the halfway mark, and we can end it there.
I feel that what you suggested are great ways when you can't walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
In terms of dealing with the anger in the in the moment.
Yeah, those are just ways to change your behavioral patterns, because we all have patterns. We're going to get into ways of working on how to deal with anger in the second half. I got a lot of stuff that I was thinking about. I was taught about changing your, interrupting that pattern that we all have. You know what I'm saying? That can take us to the next level.
Right. But there are situations that we do need to walk away. And I know I had to do this a lot. I had to tell people, especially people that I knew and loved, what you were mentioning, Rafi, is great in situations where you don't know the person and you're never going to see them again, and you got to deal with whatever's happening in that moment. But when I am in relationship or, know the person, I would stop and go, I need a time out, or I can't talk about this right now, so I need to step away. We could talk about this later on. And what I said before, I would get myself into a safe place or a place that I could be alone so I could feel the anger and release whatever's coming up, because I'm angry for a reason. I don't want to deny it. I don't want to shove it down either, or pretend like it doesn't exist, because it exists for a reason. Whether the anger is coming up because that person triggered me and I'm bringing up that old anger that I need to feel and release, or maybe the situation warrants me feeling anger and I need to feel it and still go back to have a conversation with that person. So I know that was helpful for me, just saying, you know what, I can't talk about this right now. I need to step away, and
right. We'll
talk about this at a later time. And sometimes that's actually quite helpful, just stepping away for, whatever time that you need to be able to feel and process and understand what's going on inside you. Why are you angry? Was it really the person that pissed you off? Is it
right. Old
anger that's coming up? Or maybe you did something to yourself in that relationship, and we could talk more about boundaries in the second half, that I need to evaluate myself.
Yeah.
What I'm doing.
That's something that I do also. Like when I get angry, in order not to keep fueling the fire, I'll say nothing. And just like you, I'll say, yo, we can kick it, we can talk later, because I'm about to say stuff that really, really I shouldn't really say, and maybe it doesn't have nothing to do with what we're arguing about or angry about. So, yeah, sometimes, like, when I'm angry, I'll say nothing and walk away, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to alleviate, you know, to shut down the fire a little bit. You know, Thomas Jefferson, he said, I'm going to quote Thomas Jefferson. He said, when angry, count to 10 before you speak. If very angry, count to 100. You know what I mean? So that says a lot. You know, you should know how angry you are. All right, we're going to reach the halfway mark right about now. We're going to take a break. Okay, I don't want to talk no more. I'm stepping away from this. We're going to take a break, okay? Okay? I don't want to say anything. I'm angry. And we'll be back in a few minutes, and you can call us in. You can call in. Oh, no, we're not calling in this week, right? We're doing pre-recorded because I'm going to be away taking care of some personal business.
But whoever may be listening right now can call in, and we'll give you the number when we get back.
Yes. All right. See you in a few minutes. Bye-bye. right, all right, all right. Welcome to the Heart and Soul Radio Show. This is Rafi Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men.
And Diana Nieves, a.k.a. Trinity. Welcome back, everybody. And if you're listening in live now, you can call us at 347-826-7650 if you want to ask a question, share, and just let us know that you're out there. So we're talking about anger. I feel
yep.
so pissed off.
Pissed.
And we've discussed healthy ways that we can, you know, feel and release it and what to do in situations when we're getting angry, either, you know, dealing with the anger in the moment in terms of physical cues, an emotional or thought process that we can handle in the moment, or actually stepping outside of the situation in order to give ourselves a break and feel and actually release the feeling so that we could come back into the situation, relationship, and have a conversation from
right.
there. Right.
Right. Okay, so we said a couple different ways of how we can work on relieving the anger. What's another way, Trin, so we can start off the second half of the show, on what's a good way on learning how to work through anger?
Well, I wanted to talk about boundaries, but another way we can deal with anger
Well, wait a minute. Before you get me angry, I get you angry. We could talk about boundaries. We could do that. See, you're working on it. Working on it here. We're getting through this.
Yeah, because we talk about it, and we've said it in a few shows, and, you know, we might have another show on boundaries itself to elaborate on it. But, again, you know, anger comes up when our boundaries have been violated. What do I mean by that? You know, we have... it's like a fence that protects us from the rest of the world, or protects us from ourselves even. And that fence is our boundary. You know, it helps us to keep us safe. And once someone oversteps the line or pushes through the fence, you know, they're violating our boundaries and we get angry. So people can violate our boundaries in four different ways. It could be physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Physical is if someone literally hits us. Or
somebody bashes in the head, pushes you.
Right.
Sometimes it's by mistake also. Right?
Yes, mistakes happen. But I'm not referring to mistakes. I'm talking about someone who intentionally hits us.
Oh, no.
Or sexual. Sexual is physical as well if we are sexually abused.
No means no. Right.
No means no. Mental are head games. What do I mean by head games, Ralphie?
Oh, well, playing games with somebody, lying, manipulating, cheating, kicking that G, and yeah, you're the world to me, baby. I love you, the only one in my life. Hold on, I'll be right back. Yo, how you doing, honey? You know, head games. We know what head games are.
Right, right. That's a head game. That's the mental boundary. Emotional. Emotional distance is what emotional boundary is. So, for example, I'm in a relationship with you, and I'm withholding my love from you. I'm not telling you how I feel. I'm not expressing my feelings. That's emotional abuse.
Right.
Spiritual abuse is telling someone that their beliefs are wrong, or I'm imposing my beliefs onto you.
Right.
That's spiritual abuse. So those are the four, the way they break down. So if I'm abused in any way in those four areas, my boundary, you know, is going to want to come up, and I'm going to feel angry. That's my immediate response, my immediate feeling letting me know, hey, what's going on here? This person is doing something to hurt me, so I need to tell this person to back off. Now, when I do not protect my boundary, what happens?
Oh, you get hurt. You get hurt when you don't protect boundaries. You get hurt,
right.
Spiritually, physically, and mentally. All those things that you said, those four feelings, you get hurt that way when you don't protect your boundaries. And then what happens is you get angry. And then and if you don't work on the anger, you stay angry. So
right.
Go ahead, Trent.
And you get angry at who?
And you get angry at everybody and their mama, but most of all, you're angry at yourself at the end.
Correct. Correct. We get angry at ourselves for not protecting the boundary in the first place.
Right.
So if I allow someone to be emotionally distant, I'm saying it's okay for them to behave or treat me that way, then I need to take responsibility for myself and understand that I'm the only one that could protect my boundary. So I need to say, hey, you know, this isn't right for me. This is not feeling right. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it's my responsibility to speak up and communicate and share what I'm feeling in that moment or when I am not angry or feeling less anger to be able to express it. Does that make sense?
Yep, it makes sense. If it didn't, I'd get angry and tell you about it, but it makes sense. Okay, so we talked about boundaries and how to protect your boundaries and everything that comes along with it. And I'm pretty, you know what, we should have a show on boundaries, you know, and how to, and learning how to acknowledge your boundaries. What do you think about that? That's a good one to have?
Yeah, that's great. So going back to the anger then, you know, let's say I've just violated your boundaries and you get angry. Let's say you find out that I'm lying to you, and Ralphie gets angry. What are you going to do to handle that situation?
To alleviate it? Okay, one thing that I do, I take a deep breath. A deep breath. And it's, I think they've done even studies on it. Deep breathing kind of considerably removes and lowers the anger in you. I take a deep breath, and then after that deep breath, I look for a reason to stop the anger. That's me. I mean, it's easier said than done, right? But I've learned how to pretty much control it and learn how to take a look at and look at what the hell's going on before I wreck myself. Yeah, so I'll start with that one, then you can keep on. I take a deep breath, step back, I smile. A smile is a good way to diffuse anger, I believe. It kind of calms the other person down, too, if you're angry at somebody else. Because sometimes we're angry at things that, like inanimate objects, you know, with machines. We get angry with machines, and we take it out of machines. I mean, I've broken a few VCRs. How about you, Trent?
Yep, taking a breath is very helpful. Breathing will definitely lower the vibration of any limiting feeling that we're feeling. Also, you know, communicating. Yeah, I'm feeling really angry right now. So
uh-huh.
Maybe we need to take a break or, you know, maybe we need to take a walk around the park or something. Or maybe I need to just step away. But communicating so that you're expressing and acknowledging it, because a lot of times we don't even acknowledge what's happening inside of us, and right away we repress it and diminish it or overreact. So just acknowledging it and verbalizing it does, you know, a lot of good for us. You know, I feel angry right now, and I'm boiling. So I need to step back from the situation.
Right, but we're talking about a lot about anger and getting angry, but most of the anger we're talking about is with like other people. But I mean, how many people do you know that are just angry? Like I said, people get angry, like there's road rage, you're driving and you're always angry, and there's like people get angry at any little thing, at animals, at trees, at birds, at machines. What can people like that do to try to alleviate that?
Well, in those instances, it is about doing work to understand
A lot of work, right?
Right? Well, I'm keeping it real. It's about doing work on yourself to understand why you're angry. Why are you walking around angry? Why is life so miserable? That's because something has happened to you that you haven't acknowledged. Yeah, you know, your boundaries were violated at some given time or point, either by someone else or by yourself, and you haven't healed it. So it's about going back and doing some work and healing that part of yourself because, you know.
Because I think we've all run into people that are, I mean, even at our jobs or, you know, in our daily routines or our neighbors that are just angry, you know, for no reason at all. You say good morning and smile, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. And they're just angry all the time. I mean, if you're one of those people, and you know if you are, if you're not, you know, and then you make find every excuse in the world to justify your anger, it's time to change, you know. Can bring some peace to your life. It'll be much better.
And let me break it down a little bit more. You know,
break it down, girl.
Oftentimes, those people. I was one of those people.
Yes, you were.
I was angry because, you know, I was busy blaming other people for my unhappiness. And
ouch.
I was angry at the world for how I was being treated and how my life was turning out. But really, I was really angry at myself because I wasn't taking responsibility for my life. I was busy letting other people take responsibility for it. But nobody is responsible for your life except for you. So the moment you can acknowledge that and accept responsibility for yourself and stop blaming and bring it in, and understand that the real person that you're really angry at is yourself, that's when true healing can begin. You know, it's that acceptance of you have a choice. You can control your life. You can control your circumstances. So-and-so is not controlling your life. Even though they might be telling you how to live and what to do, it's your choice to allow that to happen. So the moment you could take your power back and protect your boundaries, then, you know, you can change your life and be less angry and see life for the joyful, wonderful experience that it is.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, Trent. How does ego come into play with anger?
A lot of different ways. You know, the ego will create defenses and use anger in certain situations to justify your behavior.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, someone could poke, you know, hit my wound, you know, if I'm already angry, and then my ego will go into justification mode. Oh, of course, I should be angry. I should have did this. Because they did this. I should have.
Right. Ego be spiteful or revengeful.
Right.
It's crazy, right?
Right.
Anger's a great subject, yo. It's crazy
subject,
and it could be like, but I mean, is there a good side to anger?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could use anger to help shift our world, to change and to motivate us. Once I healed my issues, now when I get angry, I use that anger to fuel me to make changes in my life. Because, again, it's all about protecting the boundaries. So now when my boundaries violated and I get angry, I know, okay, what did I do or what didn't I do to protect myself in this situation? And it helps me to change my life in a positive way.
Right.
How about for you, Ralphie?
Yeah. Keep it real. Anger, I love, and I'm not saying, how am I going to say this without sounding like an ass? I'm not going to sound like an ass. I like the angry part of Ralphie sometimes. And not that angry negative part, but like the part that I get angry at myself. I mean, I'm going for my dreams and stuff like that, and I'm that guy that's like who's going to who's going to go for it, you know. But then I come up to these obstacles because I don't know how to do stuff. I don't have, like, a college degree. I don't have extensive, you know, formal education, no master degrees under the belt, none of that. I got a GED, bro, you know what I'm saying? And it's really hard for me to do a lot of things, you know. And the anger from myself for not knowing all these things and not doing the right things in my past and going for my education pushes me to learn and to put my pride down and ask for help and say, hey, help me. Show me how to do this. I'm not going to be that jealous dude or angry dude because you're doing it. Show me. I want to be your student right now. So anger pushes me. It's a motivator for me sometimes. Instead of holding me back, I've learned how to take anger and flip it and make it into a motivator. And for me, I'm proud of myself. I pat myself on the back because back in the day, man, my anger would have just totally been self-destruction. You know, I would have got angry and I would have, you know, broke something and just said forget it because that was the easy way out. So, yeah.
I'm proud of you too, Ralphie.
shut up. I'm getting angry. Thank you, sweetie. I'm proud of you too. Okay, before we break out, because we have maybe 5 minutes left, another way to alleviate anger, work through anger, work on that forgiveness piece. Learn how to forgive. I think that should be a total show by itself. I'm not even going to touch that. That's another show. Forgiveness is a great thing. How about this? How about your circle of influence, your network? If you're around a bunch of angry people, now let's say you're that woman that just came out of a relationship that didn't go so well, and you started hanging out with five other women that went through crazy, mad relationships, and they're a bunch of angry women, you're not going to get the greatest advice. Kill them all. You know what I'm saying? You find people that have a positive outlook. If you're around a bunch of angry people, and we say this almost every show, your social network, that not like Facebook, but I mean the people you interact physically with, face to face, and you who you trust and put your all into, you know, show me who you run with and I show you who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're running around with a bunch of angry people, you're going to be angry, son. How about you, Trent? What's up? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with everything that you said. Yeah, and I'll just keep saying it again and again and again, you know, feel and release your anger. You know, don't shove it down. Don't take it out on people. And if you have a hard time feeling and releasing it, get some help, you know, not only through your support network, you know, the people who you interact with, but, you know, hire a therapist, go speak to a coach, and learn how you can actually feel it and release it, because it definitely takes practice, you know,
yep,
to get it to a place where it's manageable and you can interact with people in a healthy way and still be angry, still feel the anger.
Right. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So maybe to piggyback on that, one thing I know I've done in the past was I made a list of my triggers. And what I mean by triggers, I'm not talking about, you know, how many guns I got. I'm talking about the things that trigger the anger in me. I would sit down and make a list. When I would find myself getting extra angry over dumb stuff and I was losing my focus, I'll sit down and make a list. I'm a list guy. I probably have books of lists everywhere. But things that trigger my anger, you know, that non-trust, that, you know, that hurtful and that pain, it's good to know those things. You know, a lot of us don't know it because we never even thought about looking at that stuff. But now if we're talking about trying to change our lives for the better, we got to start taking a look at all that ugly stuff about ourselves and where it stems. So making lists of the triggers that make you angry is a good, I think, a good suggestion. What do you think, Trent?
Yeah, that's great. And also making a list of the resources, how you're going to manage the anger when it comes up. Because, you know, life is full of challenges. You know, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, it's wonderful, it's happy, but we are faced with challenges. Let's be realistic. So we need to learn how to manage things when they come up and not be reactive. So when the anger comes up, what are you going to do? You're going to walk away from the situation. You're going to take a deep breath. You're going to feel your feelings. You're going to run around the park, you know, join a gym. You're going to, you know, take kickboxing classes to release the anger.
Right.
punch the bed, you know, go in your car, yell no. What do you do for yourself? You know, there are different, we've mentioned so many different ways to feel and release the anger and handle the anger. So what works for you? Develop a system in place for yourself so that when it happens, you're not caught off guard. You know what you can do for yourself.
I just remembered my third grade teacher, Miss Corcoran. Miss Corcoran, she was an angry woman. And I'm looking, thinking now, I don't know, just like my memory is like so sharp, but sometimes things just hit me, you know. And I remember she used to keep a rubber band on her wrist, right? And when she was dealing with us in third grade and we were acting all crazy, and she used to caught us, I think it's when she caught herself going crazy and getting angry, she would snap the rubber band and wake herself up. I don't know, is that crazy?
No, I know people that actually do that. They have rubber bands around their wrists or some kind of elastic so that they snap themselves. They actually use it for different reasons, not just for anger, but it's a good way to snap yourself back into reality of what's happening. I think that's great. That's great. That's
crazy. All right. Well, we got a few seconds left to say goodbye. Anger. It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. In a lot of instances, when we don't learn how to control it, identify it, and deal with it, it becomes a very bad thing, and we can really do a lot of damage to ourselves, most of all, and also to the ones that we love, especially our children and the children that look up to us. So this is the show that's called Why I'm So Pissed. And I was pissed when I started, but I'm not pissed anymore. It was a good show. Listen, you guys can reach us. We're going to close out. You can reach us at, you can reach me. This is Ralphie. You can reach me on Facebook. Just look up Ralphie Tattoo X-Men Perez. Or you can go to www.xmental.org. And you can get all my information there if you want to reach me. How about you, Trin?
My name is Diana Nieves, a.k.a. Trinity. You can reach me at www.dianatrinitynieves.com. or www.liveyourhearttruth.com. I am an emotional empowerment coach, so if you need some assistance with dealing with your anger, you can definitely contact me. I can definitely help you set up a management system and feel and release that anger. If you want to reach out to both Ralphie and I, you can send us an email at heartandsoul908@gmail.com.
Yep, no doubt, everybody. Also, you can go to the website Through the Eyes of the Soul Radio. Look that up on Google. We're Googleable. And you can see our whole team and the whole network there and listen to all of our archived episodes. And it's time to end the show, guys. It was a great show. I think it was a great show. How about you, Trin?
Yeah, it was awesome. No, I'm pissed.
You sounded like Michael right there. All right, guys. All right. This is Ralphie Perez. Let's not be little angry birds. Let's make life better, you know, and that's by working on ourselves. Good night, everybody. Trin, you want to say good night?
Thank you so much, everyone. And remember, love yourself and be who you are and learn how to master yourself. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Namaste.
So many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
go to the north and nothing.
Stand in your way.
I want you to live from there.
your vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen. Every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us. It's been far too long, y'all. Just join me while I get in line.
We're leaving the negative people way behind today. No.
Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.